A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, June the 14th, 2018. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Round Table, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the nomination court of candidates who will be contesting in presidential, parliamentary and council elections in the country's harmonized elections on July the 30th this year, which opened today. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But for you ladies out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
Yes, and don't forget to like our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7. As we are now live streaming, joining the conversation. Likumbule ukuthi lani abangasibo besifazana landing as chayela lamuhla asikhethi ukuthi abesifazana bodwa.
Aha, if you're just joining us today, it's Open Mic Day. Here on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the nomination court, which opened today, where candidates who will be contesting in the presidential, parliamentary and council elections in the country's harmonized elections on July the 30th were able to register today. What are your views on the issue, Star?
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, at the time of going on air, has told Studio 7 that 15 candidates had so far been nominated to contest the July 30th harmonized poll, with more expected to be confirmed as the nomination court is still processing nomination papers for other candidates.
Of those 15 candidates that we're talking about are for presidential elections. Candidates that have so far been registered as presidential candidates include ZANU-PF's Emmerson Mnangagwa, Nelson Chamisa for MDC Alliance, Joyce Mujuru for Rainbow Coalition, Thokozani Kupe for MDCT, Noah Manyika for Build Zimbabwe, and others.
Parliamentary candidates from different political parties also registered, with a majority of those that were disgruntled with their parties running as independents in different constituencies in both the ruling party and the MDC alliance.
Others, however, decided to run under their traditional parties. Let's take a listen at what a candidate in Bulawayo who's running under ZANU-PF had to say.
My name is Raj Modi. I'm contesting in Bulawayo South as an MP from ZANU-PF. I think we got pretty good chances. I'm going to win. I'm confident that I'm going to win. My priority will be the creating the job, development in that area, especially in Bulawayo. Our industrial area is almost died, you can say that way. And we want to bring it back to its former glory, like what we had in 1995.
We're listening there, Star, to aspiring candidate for ZANU-PF speaking from Bulawayo. He had a lot to promise. Over to you.
Yes, and we also have an MDC Alliance candidate in Bulawayo who will also give us a view on today's nomination process.
My name is Nicola Watson. I am the MDC Alliance candidate for Bulawayo Central Constituency. I have filed my nomination papers. I have one more step left to go, which is payments. And how do I rate my chances? If hard work pays off, I stand a very good chance. And I don't like blowing my own trumpet, but I think I'm going to do it today. If I get elected, my priorities are the same priorities as should be everybody's priority, which is to regenerate the economy of Zimbabwe so that government generates sufficient fiscal space to honor its obligations under the Constitution, which are social services. health, education, and social welfare. And quite honestly, those are my priority areas because they affect every single Zimbabwean in every single constituency of this country. Local government issues also revolve actually around lack of government support and fiscal space for their obligations.
That was an MDC Alliance candidate in Bulawayo who was giving us her view on today's nomination process.
And Star, today's nomination process was not without drama.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the party members were jostling to register, you know, in doubles for the same constituency. And I think those who followed our news at Studio 7, 7 o'clock, really had an insight into what was going on in the ground. But we are now opening up the mics and those who would like to hear from you, our listeners, on your views on the issue. But before I come back to you, Star, we have an in-studio guest who, although doesn't really want to talk about politics, but we will put her on the spot and just introduce her and let her tell us about what the situation in Zimbabwe is like. We have Dr. Charlotte Chipamaunga of Innovative Healthcare Solutions. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
You're coming here at a time which is very interesting. The country is looking, you know, forward to elections. You have just started your organization. Tell us a little bit about your organization and how it is the operating environment at the moment.
Right. My organization is an innovative healthcare solution. And this is a product that fits in very well with the current economic situation in the country because health services are not well funded and, you know, human resources, material resources are in short supply. So we are looking into supporting this by providing health care in people's homes, in the comfort of their home.
Mm-hmm. What inspired you to start this innovation, as you say, at a time where everybody else is saying the operating environment is very difficult in the country?
Right. I actually have a personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
My mother fell ill. Obviously, she was elderly, but she had very bad arthritis, which affected her joints, affected her mobility. Now, with that arthritis, she had to take drugs to relieve the pain, and some of those drugs triggered diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
But she also had high blood pressure. So with all those three together with her age, she needed a lot of support. So she got to a point where she needed hospitalization every now and again, and I was out of the country at that time. My other sister was also abroad. We had one sister in the country who was looking after her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really taxing on her. I could see the burnout. And each time we admitted my mother into hospital, she would not get really better. Sometimes she would even get worse because, again, of the resources that were not adequate.
Mm-hmm.
So we realized that sometimes when she was in hospital, we had to provide our own nurses in the hospital. And she would end up with pressure sores. But when she got discharged home, we would manage the pressure sores by dressing the wounds. We would feed her properly. And she would actually pick up and get better.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, now, wait a minute. Why is she going into hospital when she's getting better at home? And we were managing her very well. Also, the resources that I was spending by having to fly down home, my other sister flying down home as well, to support the third sister was looking after my mother. We could have channeled those resources towards
mm-hmm.
looking after her at home.
Yes, and exactly who are your targeted clients and how do they afford your services?
Right. Our targeted clients are, I would say in theory, anyone mm-hmm. who is ill.
Okay.
You see, we provide home health care services, but our services are broader
mm-hmm.
than the home-based care people are used to. Because we can look after anyone who is not on life support. We can look after even clients who are unconscious,
mm.
as long as they don't need machines to help them breathe. So we look after a wide range from children, from adults, the elderly, patients on palliative care. We also are capable of conducting deliveries at home, which means prenatal care, the delivery itself, and postnatal care, with our services that are very comprehensive, because our motto is high-quality care. So we would like to bring everything to the comfort of the client in their home.
Maybe let's just hold your thought right there. Star, I think we have Honorable Ziyambi before we go into Ndebele. Let us just take him because we might not have him for a long time from ZANU-PF. If we can speak to Honorable Ziyambi, I know he said he'd be here for a little while. Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
hello,
how are you, Honorable? If you can just tell us what you went through today, you know, putting in the nomination papers for your candidate. Who is your candidate and where does everything stand right now?
Our candidate, ZANU-PF, is a comrade, Emerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. We submitted our papers. We submitted them yesterday, and today we just finalized the process. And our papers were duly accepted, and he has been duly nominated to stand for ZANU-PF on the 30th of July this year. So we were happy with the process, and we are ready to go.
Can you just tell us, what does a candidate need? What did you have to provide for your candidate, Emerson Mnangagwa, for him to contest on July the 30th?
What is needed is that he has to be nominated by at least 10 registered voters per province.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we had to identify registered voters in each province who nominated him and filled in the form in the presence of the party agent, who happened to be me. And then we completed his details and we submitted 3 passport size photos and his birth certificate and ID. And to be a presidential candidate, you must be over 40 years of age. Mm-hmm. And that is what is required.
Mm-hmm. Star, over to
you. Yes, and are you satisfied with the process of the nomination court, not just for your candidate, but for the rest of the ZANU-PF contestants?
By and large, I think we are very happy as a party. The process went smoothly. We actually excited that a lot of people are eager to participate in this election. We saw several parties. I was actually surprised to see that we had over 15 candidates that want to contest for the presidential election, which shows that the democratic space has been opened up and people are feeling very free to come forward and contest.
Mm-hmm. Honorable Ziyambi, tisati muende mumboti dene rurimi rwamai kuti imi makwanisa here kunyoresa vachange vakamirira bato renyu rezanu-PF mungandi uyezve ndiani?
Takwanisa isu sebato rezanu-PF kunyoresa baba Emerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa kuti vange varivo mutungamiri wedu wenyika pamusarudzo iri kuyamiswa 30 July.
Mm-hmm.
Saka atanga mapepa acho tikaendesa nezuro kuti asanochekwa kuti zvinhu zvese zvakamira zvakanaka here.
Mm-hmm.
Nhasi kuseni tikabva taenda nenguva dza10 tikanosubmita mapepa edu akaakseptwa. Saka tangomirira kuti musi wa30 uchisvika tonovhota.
Mm-hmm. Vaziyambi, tamboona kuti panga pane kutatsurana kana kunetsana kwanga kuri kuitika mune dzimwe nzvimbo pakati pevamwe vanga vakamirira bato renyu iro rezanu-PF kwakadai sekuna Mashonaland West kuchinoi. Zvamira sei pari zvino?
Hongu, zvamboitikei maererano neconstituency yeChegutu East apo pamboisa vanhu 2 mapepa avo vake vachida kumirira ZANU-PF, asi ndazokurukura navo vese tikabva tawirirana, kukasara baba vashamu varivo vari kumiririra ZANU-PF kuChegutu East. saka zvagadziriswa izvozvo.
Aiwamungira mako ecingweni besilo mnumzana ziyambi ziyambi oyivandlalezana uPF yena onguye ohambise amaphepha ukudalela nomination court awokuthi umongameli Emerson Nangagwa yena oncintisa emele ivandlalezana uPF kadingi lokuintroduce azasebenzisa ngakho nje lapho besitshela ukuthi hayi usuthisekile ngendlela uhlelo lolo luqhubeka ngalo njalo konke okwenze kuhle akuzange kube lengxaki. Sikhuluma nje silomunye njalo ecingweni umhlonishwa wethu uCounselor Sicelo Mpofu owenkayi yena ukubandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngunkosazana Thokozani Khuphe. Siyakwamukela ukuhlelo Council.
Ngiyabonga mama.
Ye, wena usuhambisile wakho amaphepha njalo kuqhubeka njani khona ngapho inkaya?
Ngathi nje ngamafitshane sokwenzakele uhlelo kade silulandile lonomnesi soluphutshile. Ngikhuluma nje sesiphumile sokubiziwe lamawodi ukuthi abakhethwe ngoba abaphumelele ukuthi bazancintisa mhla ka 30 ngobani nabobani. Ngathi nje ngamafitshane ngamanqampunqampu thina njenge-MPCT emelelwa ngunkosazana Thokozani Khuphe isipekepe senelise ukuthi sifake onke amakhansila azancintisa kukhetho lukamhla ka-30.
Nangokwakho wenelisile yini ukuthi iphepha lakho lingene lamukelwe?
Njengoba nje nishile ukuthi ukuthi singene sengu-30 amawadi amele inkayi angu-30 so nami ngomunye engingenise amaphepha ami anzange nhlanga lo hlupho.
Baningi yini abangangena obabonileyo singasabala bebandla lapho
ngathi abangangenanga ngiyakubalisa nje ngendlela nje ezifitshane ukuthi nginanzelele ukuthi amabandla ade laphana abengafika 6. I-ZIPP ayinelisanga ukuthi filo de kuma ward wonke nake ngiqamba ukuthi wapha ngafiltanga khona umthakazi la ngokufanayo ZANU-PF yenelisile ukuthi fake kuma ward wonke wong-30 then kule Rainbow Coalition nayo iphonguhamba ifaka kwezindawo zange zifake bantu bese kubuya ke i-alliance indawo lapho enginanzelele khona ukuthi ayifakanga i-candidate yayo kuku-ward 11 kwesivalo.
Oh ye laphana ngezinye indlela uthe sokuvaliwe sokumenyezelwe konke sokulungile?
Yebo mama.
All right, hayi sibongele kakhulu ukuxoxa lawe kuhlela.
Ngiyabonga nami mama.
That the marvelous was Councillor Sicelo Mpofu of MDC Khuphe in Nkayi. He's also the rural district chairperson of Nkayi. He's saying they successfully submitted their papers and the nomination court has announced the winners, which is quite good news for them because we understand in other provinces,
yes,
they are still waiting.
Yes,
it might take hours.
Yes, I actually saw a report that came in when they said they actually extended. They had gone on a break and they are still registering some people. So it's going to be interesting to see who actually makes it.
Yes.
Because we heard there from Honorable Ziyambi Ziyambi of ZANU-PF saying, you know, the dispute that was in Mashonaland West has now been resolved. Shamu is going to be going forward as the candidate because we had two candidates joining to register.
One person.
So very interesting there, right there. I think you can go ahead in Ndebele, my sister.
No, we have... all right.
Oh, I understand we have...
Ziyambi,
he's actually dropped, but we have the MDC Alliance Elections Director here, Mr. Jameson Timba. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yes, tell us also, you know, how was the process for you? Who did you register as your candidate?
We registered Advocate Nelson Samisa as our presidential candidate for the president for the MDC Alliance.
Mm-hmm. And what process did you have to go through to get to register Mr. Chamisa as the candidate for the MDC Alliance?
Well, we are coming from a background of experience ourselves, and we know that the nomination court, although there is a designated day, you can actually start the process 3 days in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So I completed the process of registering our candidate on Tuesday evening. Today it's nomination court. It just came in for the formality. And the formality was the announcement that Nelson Chamisa had been successfully nominated as a presidential candidate for the July 30 election. And this is why he was the first person to be announced. Because we finished our, finished our work way back on Tuesday.
Mumbo taura nerumi rwa mai vatsimba imi makamirira bato ripi uyezve candidates yenyu ya maregister ndiani pa nomination ya nhasi nekuti tiri kunzwa kuti nomination court ichiri kuenderera mberi zvakamira sei imi mawane kwa muchinyoresa ani uyezve achimirira ani
ini ndakamirira MDC Alliance vanyoresa vachamisa semutungamiriri wedu semumiririri akazopinda musarudzo sapresident musi July 30. Takatanga kuita basa iri rekuvanyoresa musi wechipiri tikazopedza zvese zvaidiwa pamutemo nhasi patazouya kunomination court tanga tauya kuti tizongopuwa confirmation yekuti vachamisa vakabudirira kuti vakwanise kuti vapinde musarudzo sapresident muna July 30.
Izvi zvinorevei kubato renyu reMDC Alliance zvakureva kuti makufanira kuchiita sei iye zvinezvi maanaye achange akamirira bato renyu uyezve muchange muri kushandisa simbo ipi nekuti tinoona pakange pane makakatanwa neMDC yamuzvare tokozani kupe zvakamira sei ipapo
chekutanga isu tichashandisa simbo ine ruoko rworudyi mukati meruoko rworudyi imomo mune mufananidzo wekandidati yedu vachamisa pasi peruoko irworwo pakanyorwa kunzi MDC Alliance kutenderedza ruoko irworwo rwakatenderedzwa neslogan yedu inoti chinja maitiro maitiro chinja kukula ivhenga
hamusi kuzoona vanhu vachizokanganisika here mukufunga kuti imi neimwe MDC munenge makafanana muri kudzidzisa here vanhu vachange vari kuenda kunovhota pamusiyana wenyu
mugore ra2008 takamboita nyaya yakafanana neiyoyo asi chikuru chakabuda ndechekuti ruzhinji rwezimbabwe vanhu vanonzwisisa uye vanhu vakaenda kuchikoro vanokwanisa kuti vatarisire kuti zvavanoda ndezvipi zvavasingadi ndezvipi kana paine avo vanotsvaga kuti vavhoterwe nevamwe kana vachinge vatora mazita evamwe vachaona kuti zvazvibatsiri nekuti vachienda kumusarudzo vanhu vese vezimbabwe vari kuziva kuti bato ravo ndere MDC Alliance rinotungamirwa navachamisa
tisati takusiya yenyu vatimba tinoonazve kuti mubato renyu iroro reMDC Alliance tatiri kuona vamwe vanga vari kunonyoresa kune dzimwe nzvimbo vanga vari kurwisana panyaya iyoyi yekuti tanga tiri kuona vamwe vachiuya vari vaviri vatatu panzvimbo imwe chete mazozvigadzirisa here zvakamira sei ipapo
aiwawo zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo zvinowanikwa panguva dzesarudzo munofanira kuziva kuti bato redu bato rakakura rinopfuura vanhu mamiriyoni maviri varipo vese vazhinji ivavo nzvimbo dziripo chete kuti 100% saka munhu wese anenge achida kuti apindewo ipapo saka hongu pachaita vamwe vanoita musikanzwa chazvakanakira hazvo ndechekuti pamutemo tine mazuva 7 kubva nhasi anotenderwa nemutemo yekuti tinokwanisa kuitidzirwa wakandidati kana kuriplesa kandidati saka vese vanenge vakaita musikanzwa waya pamazuva 7 ari kuteera haiwawo tozvigadzirisa
aiwa pakanaka pakadaro regai timboverenga pane mumwanyora panapa anonzi Henry Ngara hanzi good leader Timba victory is certain power to young people nobody can represent young people better than young people 2018 let's kwekwe him ndokutaurawo kuri kuita mumwe anotitsigira panapa ari kuisa meseji kwamurimi vatimba asi mombobata makadaro
ye lapho ke size isiphathamandla somanyano we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Jameson Timba nguye ke oqhubele idale le-nomination court incwadi ezinika ilungelo umkhokheli walumanyano umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukuthi ancintise njengokusikhundla sokudinga umongameli kulumanyano njalo kulaba abasanda ukusixhuma kathesi lamhla sikhuluma ngokwenzakala edale le-nomination court njoba likhumbula nje ukuthi ilanga lokhetho selamenyezelwa ukuthi lisekupheleni kwenyanga ezayo. Ngakho ke sokumele idalele lihlale ukwenzela ukuthi laba abazancintisa beqhubele phambili incwadi zabo njalo benikwe ilungelo lokuncintisa. Ngoba ungeni nje uphonga uncintisa siyabona ukuthi abanye baphenduliwe emuva bathi abalancwadi ezeneleyo kumbe abanye babe lezinye inhlupho ezitsheneyo kule kwezindawo kube le ngxabangxoza. Kodwa asoze sizikhulume zonke ezinye lizazizwa nje siqhubeka sikhuluma. Kodwa sizwile ukuthi abancintisa ukudinga abazancintisa ukudinga ozaba ngumongameli welizwe sebegoqela umnumzana Nelson Chamisa njengoba lizwile we-MDC Alliance, umnumzana Noah Manyika we-Build Zimbabwe Alliance, unkosikazi Violet Maria Cha owe-United Democracy Movement Party, umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa we-ZANU PF, unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru we-National People's Party kanye lonkosazana Thokozani Khuphe owe-MDCT enye ye-MDCT. Ngakho ke kunengi okwenzakala ezigabeni, abanye bathi lokho kungavalwa, abantu bahlezi lokho belindele ukuthi betshele ukuthi incwadi lezi abasebeziqhubele idalele nomination court zona sezilungele yini ukuthi zingahamba. Kodwa sizwile ukansila wenkayi ukansila Sicelo Mpofu sithi enkayi sebeqedile sebebatshelile impumela, sebekwazi abazancintisa, sebekwazi abangasoze bencintise. Kodwa kwezinye izigaba lokho bengaqedi, sizwa kuthiwa abanye lokho besaqhuba le ncwadi zabo. Kodwa kwakathesi kasizweni ke kuma video ethu kumabona kude ukuthi abantu abasezigabeni ezichiyeneyo zelizwe bona bekuqhubekani edalelele le nomination court.
Okay, mina ibizo lami nguBuhlebe Nkosi Shaba Mvoyo. Ngibuye lapha ngimelele i-Women in Politics Support Unit. So thina sikhuluma labo mama abakupolitics labafuna ukungena kupolitics. Sikhulume labo ekuseni abaningi bekhala ngokuthi imali. Bebesithi izimali ziyahlupha, kodwa abanye bebesithini okunye okubahluphe kakhulu yindaba yokuthi ama-form enomination afilwa njani. So ngoba thina sasele workshop njenge-week sibancedise omama ngeviki eliphelileyo, kodwa sibo bonke ababuyayo. So ababengekho bathe bebelodulo ukuthi bakithi amafomu afilwa njani, bayancediswa emabandleni, kodwa still bekulokunye okunganakucacaka. So ekuseni nje sibheke sincedise abanye. So lapha sinekuthi encedisa bona abanye futhi bafuna uncedo, kodwa hhayi bonke sikhulumela bekhala ukuthi bakithi imali, bathi hhayi imali iyahlupha ngoba kathe singaze sisubmithe amaphepha nxasokumele siye ekhampeni ukuthi vinje imali engxenye nje imali yepetrol yokufaka emoteni ukuthi uhambe. So khanya ngani hayi izimali ngoba amabandla awabaniki imali. Likhangelele ukubanceda ngani nje lemuzi? Thina i-WIF sesingakwenzeka ukubancedisa ngama-campaign posters, sizabancedisa la ma-picture ama-campaign posters yiko lapho esizabancedisa khona. Lolunye nje unceda abalufunayo ngaphandle kwemali, imali yesingelayo, kodwa okunye nje singabanceda ngakho mama. Lokubancedisa ukuthi nxa sebefuna ukukhampeyina ama-campaign messages singabancedisa siyo.
Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngise ZAC Nomination Court kwaBulawayo. Ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Intatheli zindaba ethu Anastasia Ndlovu lapho obexoxa lomunye obesiyela ukuthi kwenzakalani edalele nomination court.
Sithathe ninge thine mthereri regate imbuye ndathi mbunzi wokuthi vathereri vari kuti chii. Hello.
Kwazoema kadiko kwanza.
Aiwa tiri wadi tiri kutaura nani muri kupi?
Ewa ngokutaura na vamoyo ndiri kuno zvangu ku South Africa.
Ehe, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu pane zviri kuitika izvi. Taona nhasi manga muri kunzwa kubva kuna vatimba vataura ivo kuti chokwadi vatoregister vaNelson Chamisa vakamirira MDC Alliance. Tikanzwa zve kuna Honorable Ziyambi vachiti wavo candidate Emmerson Mnangagwa varegistwa vakamirira ZANU PF. Vamwe votiri kuedza kutsvaga vamwe mamwe mapato. Imi munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi?
Aiwa, chokutanga regai ndipe mbiri kuna Mwari vachisanganisa madekwa nano nchitima akadiwo kwa murikoko nchida kumupasa zimuri yese Zimbabwe manerane ezwa rechina maneru chukoti mwiyamusina umari ngave ni mpamuri mose.
Aiwa,
na wiko ndi uti zaitwa chokutanga chandika ufara nacho kwa kuona vatunga miriri vakaita sava Chamisa vanyoresa na vamunangagwa vanyoresa na mai Mujuru vanyoresa kanzi na vanoa ndofunga ndiwatera ndanzo izvozvo. Ndiri kunzwa kuti kuona kwandaita zvinhu zvakanaka chose kunyenyenya pautungamiri huukuru kunyanya zvavo vaviri ava ndiba kutinda nokuti zvaita zvakanaka kuona vana baba mapato mabato mavira wana mukana pasi na mamwe matambudziko kuchizouya zvezvimwe zvezve zvatanzwa kuti kune vakazvimirira vabuda mumapato vakada kuzvimirira ndo pamwe pane problem ipapo pane problem ipapo pakuzvimirira nokuti unoenda kuona kuti vanhu havadi kukundiwa kana kuti havakusada kuteerera nokuti kana munhu achizvimirira oga aiva mukati memwe pati ndinoona chichi chakaipa zvikuru nekuti pakuzvimirira ndinoona vakawanda vachizoruza zvinodudzira kuti kana kuruza kwavo kusakonzeresa pakuzorasikirwa kana nezvimwe zvezvavangova nazvo zvainguva nekudai vagona kungova vangobatana but zvisine izvazvo tinoziva tiri vanhu pasi pezuva umwe naumwe anenge achikana ndikazvaratadza kupinda ndo chinonyanya kutsvagwa inyaya yekuda kudya ndo chinonyanya kutsvagwa nokuvarirwa kana vaiona munhu akuda kuzvimirira oga isidari kuti hazvina kunaka asi kureva kuti tinyaya yetichinamwe nokuvavarira toda kuvaka Zimbabwe itsva tiivake iende mberi Zimbabwe ive chinhu chakanaka isagona kukwana kudzokera mashure saka zvozvandongokurudzira kudai vanhu vakava nokubatana kune avo vavese vachiri kurwa vakurara masvingo nedzimwe nzvimbo dzakaina seadai vanhu vakangova vanhu vanova nokungobatana zvo zvakafamba zvakanaka kuti mavhoti agonovhura zvakanaka zvinhu zvandinokurudzira kunyika yedu yezimbabwe
aiwaizvozvo pakanaka munotaura ndevele here hanzvadzi
ya ndiyakhuluma yes
ya batai makadaro mutauri
ye ungasichasisela nje ngamafitshane obukukhuluma ngolimi lwesishona kuyini okwenzakala khonapo
okay into yokuqala ngiyathokoza kakhulu uthi ngibingelele abalaleli bonke ve-studio seven amagumbi amane emhlaba into efana kuyikhuluma ngithi into yokuthoma sithokozile ukuzwa ukuthi ubaba uchamisa na yena obhalisile igama lakhe noba munangagwa obhalisile igama lakhe noba kuphi noba majesu mujuru naloya vacho baba unowa kusho kuthi into ehleleyo into eyenzekile mara into siyifisa or isifiso sami khulukhulu kuna amatembe amanye lawa amakhulu into siyifisa kuna amatembe amakhulu fanele ezrtf neleyi akava uchamisa ndiwo amatembe lawa sithi amakhulu amanye lawa anova matembo asiti amatrablemaker kuti azoenza ezinye zinto angakona kuti akone kuti azopfumise napa kuigpt mara khulukhulu
labo phela labo bazibona belosekelo bona baziboni bengama-troublemaker labo bazibona sekungomunye umongameli umnumzana nowamanyika la uzibone sengumongameli welizwe
okay ngiyakuzwa sister into ekhulumayo vavazivati vaungameli mara angeke vazivawine angeke vazivamathumbe khulukhulu kuvalaleli vezimbabwe into mfuna kuvatyela yona saazi kuti ukuvotela songe siyakufuna wonge muntu yakufuna mara into siyifuna nje sifuna kuenza izimbabwe yentsha into siyifisa nasonge sikati asifuni zonke izinto lezi kuti kuna amanye amacembo abanye bazimele njalo njalo ayisiyinto ihle leyo into esiyifuna sifuna icembo lizokwakha izimbabwe elitsha izimbabwe ile yaye yakudala leya kusese irodisia masingena ibe ingcono so iyo into esiyifunayo and ukubona amacembo abanye bazimela kaninigokaniuma ubona umuntu uzimela usho kuthi umuntu akhambisani icembo sothi uthithi ma umuntu mazimela ayisinto eyihle ufana ma umuntu futhi ma wathi wena awuna uhluliwe abantu baningi abavumi ukuhluliwa even ma umuntu ahluliwe nalapho even ma azimele uzohluliwa sothi uzokunuza konganakho ma into ikhona ukubambana into eyihle iyo yinto siyifisa thina ngamazimbabwe asifuni konge lokho sifuna ukuthi abantu babambane uyabona lapha emasvingo bathi kuyenzekala even nezinye izindawo so unobona ukuthi ezimbabwe inkinga izokuba khona even amavoti amafika kuzokuba nimbi inkulu yibo abantu
lahayi uyazwakala mpela siyawuza umbono wakho hayi sibongile kakhulu ukusiphathisa kuhlelo
awa ndiyathokoza kakhulu unkulunkulu abe nami and futhi amanye amazwi
amekumarichard ka but thank you
it's quite interesting that
we have another caller
yes,
on the line
I have one too it's interesting that he's saying only President Mnangagwa and Ms. Chamisa should contest the other ones are troublemakers and I'm saying no there is one is a chance
different views from different people so
yes I understand we have another guest Shadrack Goliath Kativu from Mwangi. He's actually of the Zimbabwe Partnership for Prosperity, ZIP. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo mnumzana Khativu.
Ngiyabonga dadewethu Mthola njani?
Sithonile, ungasichazela ukuthi khona ngapho eHwange Mathebelele North kuhambe njani lamuhla? Usuqhubile amaphepha akho njalo sokumenyezelwe yini ukuthi kulungile ulelungelo lokuncintisa?
Ya, amaphepha sesibaphile abezeki kodwa abakaqambi ababizi ukuthi sizancintisana nobani nobani ngoba kusuke kwaba nabantu abaningi kakhulu eMathebelele North. Ngikhuluma nje banekubebhizi phezu kwamaphepha abakabizi ababizi abantu bagcwele kunabakhadisi abaningi kakhulu.
Ye, kukhanya ingani kuzaqhubeka kuza kuba nini bengaqedisi?
Ngokutsho kwabo bathe baza-anawusa ababizi ngo-12 namhlanje.
Ngo-12 midnight?
Yebo ba.
O manje lingaphi kathesi lihlezi ngaphi? Abantu benzani? Uhamba njani ungasichazi?
Phandle nje zihlezi nje zichaza ubuqado sibelele ukuthi sikakuthini sibelele ababizuna nawo ngokuthi uhambi ungazwayo ukuthi ibizo uhambe njani. Ungabe uyenze iprocess yonke but xa ubezakakuqhambi ukuthi hhayi ndoda sukwalile lapha sesuyagijima manje uzagijima nozibani awungeke wafuna.
Likuwaphi amahofisi?
West Coast Court ekoBulawayo.
ekoBulawayo. Ye kodwa ye kusenziwa okweHwange.
Yeah, hayi iMathebelele North yonke aba House of Assembly members bayezele eWest Coast Court.
Oh, eWest Coast Court iMathebelele.
Ewake aba local governments abele aba local councillors yathi sizila eWake era DC elukhosi. Bedi abako aba ebed councillors yathi besizela ngathi
Wangelokapot. Kodwa kuyini okubonileyo khona phe West Community? Kuke kwaba le ngxabangxoza yini abantu bezama ukuqhuba incwadi zabo abangazithathanga? Wonke umuntu khanye thokozile yini bebaningi abangani akubahambelanga kuhle?
Abantu akula abakhophela kakhulu but i-challenge ukuthi isikhathi ngoba i-party e-alliance yiyo engathi ephuzile ukuqhuba amaphepha ayo ukuthi ukuthi sibambe abantu bonke abanye abaphathi ade bevukele ekuseni basabhithe izinto zabo abanye babesabhithile very well in time. So which means as I can see it, it's only the MPs alliance that is what to keep it ransom. Ngabe ngayisibo bona abangene it was 3:30 to 4:00 so kuthi ukuthi indlu yabo athi ngeke ku-order yiko kwenza ukuthi njani kubamba abantu bonke kathesi bahlezi bachaza ukuqada ngendaba ye-MPs alliance yona le.
Yes, if you can briefly summarize what you have said in English, what exactly is going on there and what are you saying about the MPs alliance?
So everything went well according to Zek, but the very unfortunate thing is the MPC allies candidates delayed to submit their papers for a reason that was not available to everyone else. All other parties, including the independent candidates, to submit their papers, they were here in the morning. The MPC allies candidates to submit their papers at 3:30 to 4:00, of which the court was saying at 4:00 they were. The nomination court is closing. So this is the only party that is holding people ransom right now. People outside are waiting for their names to be called out, and the NQ is only saying they're going to announce the names at 12 midnight today.
Ah, very good there. Mr. Goliath, if you can hold on, I think we still have Mr. Jameson Timber on the line. If you can answer to that. Hello, Mr. Timber.
I'm here.
Hey, ameno manzwe here zvanga zviri kutaurwa na vaGoliath vativo kwavanga vari kuhange nhasi vanhu veMDC Alliance ndivo vanonotsa process yanga iriko vativo saka ima ameno kuti manzwo here nezvanga zviri kuitika kuhange nhasi.
First of all, ndinoda kuti nditi nomination court inovhura kudzana 10:00 sen kana 4 sazvinoreva is that a candidate is allowed to come into the nomination court anytime between 10:00 and 4:00. This is making up quality. Long one, I'm not going to keep going to the court. And the nomination court is at the central point. That's why the court sits for so many hours.
Mm-hmm.
So if any person of anyone will do anyone at the end of it is unfortunate that probably our members are lucky and looking to sit up. But they are still within their rights in terms of the law. They submitted their papers. Even if they submitted it faster.
But Mr. Timber, were you able to actually educate your candidates on the need for them to maybe register early? Like you said, you had registered starting yesterday or the day before. What kind of education were you giving to your candidates of the MDC Alliance regarding this nomination process?
by looking at that they first constrained the area throughout the country. They were good to the road map is the submission now of authorized signatories for nomination forms must be done by the 12th. And it is. Because all our submissions were done on the 12th, but were done at the executive office.
Yes, but if I may come in there, is it because we had like yesterday evening that some people are still waiting for the signatures? They haven't gotten all the signatures that way.
Exactly.
Is it because your party also delayed?
Yeah, it's part of that. We actually have problems in areas like Matagal and North Republic, like Bulawayo, Matagal and East, where they were saying they are yet to receive the official signatures. I know that as the chief election agent myself, I had to interview, send some people to their office, pick up the signatories from their office, and started faxing the details to various provinces.
Yes,
they are born. The specific details with respect to Matagal, it is also possible to be fell into that problem.
Yes, siyabonga kwezwakala lapho umnumzana Jameson Timba ngabona uyamuzwa umnumzana Khatifu ukuthi la uyavuma ukuthi ngempela kuke kwaba lokubambeka lapha abekumele befake isidindo sabo sesignature ukuthi abantu bencintise kodwa kathesi ongasitshela lona umnumzana Khatifu kuyini elikwenza kathesi limelele ukuthi kumenyezelwe ukuthi ozancintisa ngubani emadabu kabusa.
Baba, very patient. They were disciplined. I was going to go to the city. Of course, I was going to be completely part of being held at ransom with one political party. If they are getting a special treatment, considering that they are the first opposition party which has been there for the past 18 years, that this election is not coming as a surprise to them. People expect them to have put their office in order. Considering we think that the party is a bunch, but our thing is just running smoothly because we just try to abide to time and abide to what the law demands. So, but well, I just want to say thank you to almost every individual who is here from different parties, the independent candidates. They are showing maturity as Zimbabweans. So, no one is able to say that. It's Katabas Niggas for us, because what you want to see, you want to see the party to get Ababizo to have the next vote about the Kitaba Kukela Fudayo, then have the Zimbabwe party. That's what we want, nothing more than that.
Yes, 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 yes.
Sir, maybe if we can just hear from Mr. Timba before we let him go, because we have some other guests that are waiting to come on. Mr. Timba, so as we go forward, the MDC Alliance now, what does it mean tomorrow? How do you start your day? Does this mean that the race is now on? You now know your candidate. You've now registered. Where are you going to next?
Mangwana, Zimbabwe, Munuese Mari Mwome, Munuese Kubasa. Let's go and campaign and let's retake our country and restore our dignity.
Aiwa, Vanenze Vivanzwa, if you want to say the same thing in English before we let you go.
Zimbabweans, we are ready to go. President Chamisa is ready and he is ready to govern. Come rally behind the MDC Alliance. We are the only game in town. We are the future, and we are here for you.
Thank you very, very much for having been our guest. You have yourself a great day ahead.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Star, we have now on the line one of the people that registered as an independent candidate. Let's go to Jesse Majome, Honorable Jesse Majome. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Honorable Jesse Majome, tell us a little bit about your registration process today. We see that you are now registered. Who did you register under? And how was the process for you?
I filed my papers yesterday as an independent candidate. And the process went for, I am seeking election as to be the member in the National Assembly for Harare West constituency as an independent. I was pleased yesterday at the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission offices in Cecil House to find the atmosphere very serene, very calm, and very orderly. The process moving ahead smoothly with a lot of respect for everyone there. And I suppose a lot of, I think, disciplined excitement by the candidates and their agents. The only thing that I found interesting was that when the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission issued me with a receipt for the payment of the fee for nominating as a member of the National Assembly candidate, they wrote that I filed papers for the House of Assembly, which doesn't exist anymore. I found that rather interesting. And I wondered if I'd been registered under the wrong, I'd filed my papers under the wrong contest. I'm sure, you know, they need to get to the fact that we no longer have the House of Assembly, it's now a National Assembly.
Mzvari Majome, saka zvakurevei mangwana masiya here bato reMDC Alliance kana kuti zvinorevei taona kuti maregister imi makazvimirira uye zvimawanikwa muchibhadhara mari dzakamira sei?
Ndakaregister, ndakafaila mapepa angu nezuro. Nezuro chaiye, Saka inini ndikukwikwidza sekunda, ndakazvitaura zvandaita izvika asi zvitsva, ndakazvitaura musi wa14 May. Ndikazivisa vanhu vemuconstituency vemuHarare West kuti ndichazenge kuti panopera temu yangu ino yeparamende ndichazokumbira zvakare rutsigiro rwavo kuti ndinovamirire mudare reparamende reHarare. Ndakamirira Harare West, ndakazvindiri nhengo yakazvimirira. Ndozvandakataura, ndizvo zvimwe chete izvozvo, hapana zvambochinji.
Mawanikwa muchibhadhara mari yakamira sei uye zvezvi zvanga zvichidiwa kuti muregister?
$50 $50 ekuUnited States kwamuri ikoko. Panga panga pachidikanwa kuti munhu unge uine mapepa renomination unenge raunenge wakanominatwa kana wakataurwa newe nekukomekedzwa nevanhu vanosvika vashanu vakarejistwa muconstituency imomo maunodi mauda kuti uvhoterwe. Asi uno fomu rine nzvimbo dzekunyora dzevanhu vanomwe seven kuti kamwe pakazoshayikwa mumwe asina kumira zvakanaka wese ipapo. Panga pachidiwa zvakare chitupa kana kuti passport nenhingi nemafotokopi azvo nebirth certificate refurie nekopi yaro zvakare. Pachizodiwa zvakare asi mafingerprints ekuvhetwa kuti ukapara mhosva here dzakakora dziyadziya angati anozodikanwa asi hanyanyo anonzika optional anoda anogona kubetseredza kuti pamwe zvigare zvangozikanwa nemifananidzo yakakura yemapassport mitatu izvo zvinenge zvanga zvichidiwa nemari kana mapepa akariswa paonekwa kuti vanhu vakakunominita vakanyora zveshuwa here ndeve muconstituency here uye wangosanwa kuti ungotisaina inonzi code of conduct yemapati nemacandidate inotsidzira kuti inotsidzira zvinhu zvakati wandei asi unenge uchitsidzira kuti uchazvibata musarudzo iyi iwewe nevanenge vachikampena newe nevanokusigira uchazvibata nenzira inoremekedzawo pfungwa dzevamwe nekodzero dzevamwe nezvematongerwo enyika zvakanyanyisisa uyezve unenge uchizoshandawo zvakanaka nezeki nemumapurisa nemakomisheni nekuzorambidzwawo kuzokampenawo kana 24 nokuti kana election yasvika unotsidza kuti tinorambidzwa kuti tizonge tichikampena zuva one day before 24 hours
before my election.
Kana tasara zvakadaro izvozvo.
Aiwa batai makadaro sandakile adambokubvunza something.
Yeah, ngingakabuyikuwe Nkosazana Majome saqala ngithatha omunye njalo umshoni Chesila ecingweni. Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU PF, he's also the MP for Phelandaba Mpophoma in Bulawayo. How are you, Mr. Chuma?
Something, you know, can you greet my colleague and good friend, Honorable Majome? How are you?
Yes, put him online too so they can greet each other.
Honorable Majome, how are you, my dear colleague?
Hey, I'm fine, thanks, Honorable. How are you?
I miss you already. I'm planning to come to Harare just to see you, and then I come back and campaign.
How? How? We are Kuluma Njalu Nkosazana Majombe. Yes, can you tell us, Mr. Chuma, what's going on in Bulawayo? Have you filed the nomination papers, and what's the situation like? When are you expecting the announcement, if it's not already
done? We filed our papers, but unfortunately there are some candidates who were a bit disorganized, because ZEC started accepting nomination papers as way back as Monday, I think, yes. And some of us went and filed our papers on Tuesday with ZEC, so we're just waiting today for payment only. So it was going to be easy, and all people done the same thing. But I found out that by the time the court closed at 4 o'clock, inside the courtroom, we still had dozens and dozens of people, candidates, who had not yet filed their papers. So now that process then delayed the whole thing. So as I speak right now, the MLC is doing everything. Yes, they've closed the court door. No one can come in anymore. But whoever is inside is going to be sent to the last person. So now they are still trying to finish up those people that came in with their papers today. And also, there are some candidates who actually made mistakes. I don't know if it's a matter of people not learning or listening carefully, because they called us last Monday, the other week, and they told us everything about what to do and how to fill those forms. But you still find people coming in and having mistakes, and they're sent back to go and correct those mistakes and stuff like that. So all these kind of things are the things that have really pulled us a bit backward. So I think in all NSA, if I look at it and try and analyze it from the past experience of 2013, I'm seeing us finishing here anytime just after 12 midnight today, because of those kind of delays that are happening. But otherwise, besides that, everything else seems to be smooth. Candidates are interacting with each other, even from different political parties. There's no tension. I was speaking to the guy who was challenging me from NDC Alliance, and we're sitting together. We're all having fun. So I don't think that motion of violence really exists here in Bulawayo at the moment so far, as I can see.
Yeah, kuhle ungachazisa ngamafichane ukwenza ukuthi abakhuluma isindebele bezwe liyenzani kathese kobulawayo abantu balindele ukulivote.
Right, kobulawayo silokhu siphakathi ecourt lapha ngenxa yezizathu ezithize. Okunye bakhona abanye abafuna ukuzomelela abantu bakobulawayo abangasathathanga iziqondiso ezipheleleyo. Bayehluleka ukufaka amaphepha abo emalangeni la adlulileyo, ngikhona bebuyelawo namhlanje. So khonokhwana sokungani sokushibisela emuva. Kube sesiba labanye futhi ukuthi abangazange belalele shise sifundiswa ukubana la maphepha siwagcwalisa njani, siwabhala njani, abayenzele lokho kuthiwa ngamamisteki abaphambanisileyo ababishelwa emuva abana beyoyiqondisa izinto abaziphambanisile zonalezo. Konke kodwakwana kusibisele emuva kancane. So ngikhuluma kanje abakaqedi ukubana bethatha amaphepha abantu, kodwa abasebekwenzile sebevalile iminyango, akusela muntu omusha ongabuya angene. So kuncedisa laba kuphela akade bevele bephakathi u-4 o'clock etshaya. So after that akusela muntu oncediswayo. So sisamile thina manje sesiqedile konke sikwenzile, sesibhadele, kodwa sesimeleleke ukubana umanti abe se-announce officially amabizo ethu ubana yinto esesimelela indawo ezitshiyetshiyene zonalezo esizimelelayo. Ngaphandle kwalokho, hhayi, kube kuhle, umumo omuhle, akula kuxabana, akula kubangisana. Ngiyabona kuthi amadoda amaningi namakhosikazi amaningi lapha bedlelana, bewelelana. Angibonanga umuntu ozondela omunye kumbe ongaphatha omunye kubi. Kuhle, mina ngikhuluma kanje bengihlele eceleni ukalo empisana naye ovele eqembini le-NDC Alliance kwenhlezi layo sixosa sibili kumnandi kunjeyana. So kukhanya ukuthula kukhona ngempela.
Ye, kuhle. Singabuza wena Nkosazana Jesse Majome ukuthi ungaphi, ungatshela abalaleli ukuthi ungaphi njalo kwenzakalani khathesi.
Mina ngingaphi indawo yini?
Ye, ukuthi khathesi kwenzakalani. Sithatha ukuthi abalaleli abakwazi ukuthi ungaphi lokuthi kwenzakalani khathesi. Usuqhubile amaphepha akho amukelwe kuhle, njalo kuyini okwenzakalayo khathesi? Sebememezele yini ukuthi abazancintisa ngobani, kumbe kulokho kusese lengxaki abasazilungisisa?
Mina nge Harare Chatesing and so nomination court mina nga ngahambisa ama paper ami izolo.
Okwakho konke kwakuhambela kuhle.
Honorable Majome, if I can just hold you there, I think we have a caller, our last caller, then come back to you. Tichiri na kutsira here pa runara. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
And him koma kutsira?
No, this is Honorable Juma.
Ah, Honorable. Takatine mwe muteereri wedu wataida kuti apinde pachirongwa nekuti nguva yedu yadyana nasi ndanzwa zvamunzwa mamutaura. Manga muri kuti imimi kuri kufamba zvakanaka. Regai tinzwanzi kutsirai aripo, regai timboenda kwaari tinzwe. Hello?
Hello?
Mukoma kutsirai, taurisai taurisai, munana Honorable vari apa, taurai vakunzwei, muri kuti muri kupi? Muri kupi mukoma? Hello? Koma Kutsira, I think he doesn't really want to come on. But we have an in-studio guest. We were not ignoring her. She didn't really want to partake into the politics. But I think as we wrap up, Star, let's do her some justice and just give her a few minutes.
Yes, and maybe doctor, let's just give Honorable Chuma a minute and he goes so that we'll now concentrate on doctor.
I don't think so. I think for now, let's go to our in-studio. Dr. Charlotte Chipamaunga, because I know you've been sitting there quietly observing what we've been saying and everybody calling in and all our guests. Are you going to be back home for the elections?
Yes, certainly I'll be back home in the first week of July.
What are you expecting to see? You know, there was so much excitement coming from the ground. What do you expect to find when you get back home? Are you registered to vote yourself?
Yes, I'm definitely registered to vote. And, well, I'm hoping to find everything, ready and conducive.
What are you going to show that you say kuti muri kufunga kuti muchasvikana zvakadii kumusha? Tinoona nhasi vanhu vaita manominations pane vanhu vachange vachivhoterwa. Imi munoti ine zviri kuitika izvi?
Ini ndinoti zviri kuitika zvakanaka fani. Zvinhu zvokuti nyika yedu izogadzirika zvifambe zvakanaka. Kuti vanhu vakwanisewo kuisa voice ravo vachizosarudza munhu wavanoda.
Thank you so much, Dr. Charlotte Chipamaunga, the Innovative Healthcare Solutions vari kubva kuZimbabwe. I think now we can go back to our two honorables that are still here. Star, over to you.
Yeah, lapha ke silo dokotela Charlotte Chipamaunga, yena ke umqondisi wenhlanganiso Innovative Healthcare Solutions, bona ngeziphathelane lempila kahle ukuthi bancedisa kakhulu abantu elizweni ngokubanika usizo kweziphathelane lempila kahle, njalo uthi le inhlanganiso ayisungulayo ngoba esebonile ukuthi abantu abafinyeleli kuhle ezempila kahle, ngakho uqhuba lomsebenzi ukwenzela ukuthi ancede abantu. Njalo ke wasitshela ukuthi kuyini okwamenza waba lo mdlandla wokwenza lokho, ukuthi laye owakhe umama wakhe unina laye wake wagula wananzelela ukuthi isikhathi esiningi wayenganikwa wayengatholi usizo olufaneleyo, ngakho wabona ukuthi hayi lathi singaba lenhlanganiso nje enganika abantu uncedo ibaxwayise ukuthi bengafinyelela njani ezempila kahle kungaba kuhle. Hayi isikhathi kasavuma ukuba sisonke. Ungasinika elakho elokugcina mnumzana Chuma, 30 seconds.
Since filing my paper, let's hope we're going to have a peaceful period of campaigning and also peaceful election, and even the aftermath must be peaceful. Zimbabwe were one. Let's all go and do it for Zimbabwe. Let's not fight about it.
Yeah, and your last word, Majome?
Well, I am going to ask the people of Harare West to entrust me with the mandate to represent them again in the National Assembly as an independent candidate, and also for them to campaign and support in peace.
I'm sorry, but time is not on our side, Honorable Majome. We are really today, you know, time is not really on our side. Our in-house guest, if you can just give us your last word, 1 second, eh? What's your last word as people going to elections?
Well, my last word is, as people going to elections, is to be thinking health. How can we address the health situation in the country, we really need to revisit health services and support them with the human and material resources.
Thank you so much. I'm going to have to catch you there. But we had Jonathan Timba of the MDC Alliance, Honorable Ziyambi Ziyambi of ZANU-PF, who were here talking about their candidates. And we also just had Honorable Jessima Jome, who is an independent herself. But the main word that I had there, sir, was peace. I was very impressed with what Mr. Chuma said. Go ahead.
Yeah, Oliver Lelisayo, Musitandekile Mhlanga, sidibane njalo.